Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Have they put enough around maybe Mitch Trubisky in Chicago to make him viable? But they have very quietly put together a really, really solid defense. To talk more about it, I know it's still a little bit strange to me, but Mark Grody, the Chicago Bears sideline reporter, it's just weird to say that, but he's joining us from 670 The Score down in Chicago. So Mark, how you doing, man?
I am doing well, Bill, and we have that same sunshine here in Chicago that you guys have in Milwaukee. So it's a great day to be outside for sure, so I think I will take a little dabble in later on.
It's my understanding that they have now put a life-size cardboard cutout of Danica Patrick in the clubhouse or in the locker room, and they're going to take a piece of clothing off for each and every win because they're mad at her, right? Yeah!
I haven't heard that, but that sounds absolutely wonderful. Anything, because the Bears have been so good at getting inside the head of Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. They've done a fantastic job. You know what? Roquan Smith, I tell you what, there's nothing to dislike about this guy as far as roaming the middle. I mean, I don't know if you got another Singletary on your hands, but this guy's got everything, as I watched a lot of film on him going into the draft.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think the thing that stands out to me most is that, and I would say this different from like Singletary, as you mentioned, that this guy, he is terrific at going sideline to sideline. So that's a little bit more Urlacher-esque. I'm not comparing him to Brian Urlacher because he doesn't have the same physical gifts, I don't think, that a Brian Urlacher has. But to have a guy that can do just about anything, cover just about anybody, he's a good, I mean, the 85 solo tackles last year, that was fifth in the nation. I mean, I think that's a very specific skill set when you're able to make those open field one-on-one tackles. Yeah, Bill, I mean, there's not a lot to complain about in terms of Roquan Smith. He was a safe pick for the Bears at number eight and at least on paper, the rough draft, a terrific pick.
There's a lot of talk about this team really very quietly building an incredibly strong defense. Now, obviously, a new head coach in Matt Nagy. But the biggest thing to me is they kept Vic Fangio, who I thought was fantastic, and he wanted to stay in Chicago. And I think this defense is only going to get better with Roquan Smith leading the middle. But how much better do you think? I mean, I guess my question is, can Bears fans sleep better at night knowing the defense that they have now in place?
So absolutely. I mean, the defense was, you know, a top 10 defense last year, very quietly, because they weren't dominant. They didn't, like, blow you away with things they did. But Vic Fangio is one of those coaches, as you mentioned, the Bears defensive coordinator, who finds a way to maximize his players. I mean, this was a team that in a 3-4 defense, as you know, that it's not great when one of your three defensive linemen is the leader in sacks, as Akeem Hicks was with 8.5. So you need to get more from your outside linebackers, and that being Leonard Floyd, who spent 6 games being injured last year. You know, he was another number one pick out of Georgia, just like Roquan Smith. So more is expected of him in terms of sacking the quarterback. But, yeah, I mean, you have a pretty solid defense already. You guys know about Kyle Fuller, because I know Green Bay, you know, took a shot at getting Kyle Fuller. You know, he was one of the best cornerbacks in football last year. If you look at a lot of the numbers, Prince Amukamara is back at the other corner spot. You have two solid safeties, a veteran in Adrian Amos, and then a second-year guy in Eddie Jackson, who was tied for the team in interceptions, albeit only 2. So, you know, and that brings me to the one other area that the Bears need more takeaways, more interceptions, more of those kind of explosive plays on defense, because that's why if anybody, like said, how you know, but I think that a lot of people in the NFL who don't pay as much attention to the division would not single out the Bears' defense as one of the better ones just because they don't have that dominant force on it, but maybe – just maybe they do with Roquan Smith and hopefully a healthy Leonard Floyd at the outside linebacker spot.
How much have they done to actually – because to me, they've got a pretty good line. They got some depth in the draft. Now the question is, can they put it all together for Mitch Trubisky and make him viable? Have they done enough?
I think so. I mean, I think, like, you start with the biggest move of the offseason still is the signing of Allen Robinson. I mean, you got one of the three guys that you had to get with, you know, Jarvis Landry, Sammy Watkins, and the Bears get Allen Robinson. So that was huge. They also got Taylor Gabriel, who is a good slot guy. He can also play the X if need be, but one of the fastest guys in the NFL. So, and then you have Trey Burton, this incredibly versatile tight end who was on Philadelphia. Just to remind people, he was the guy, if you don't remember who he was, he's the guy who threw the touchdown pass in the Super Bowl to surprise everybody with a little Doug Peterson magic for the Philadelphia Eagles. So he's a guy that they can, you know, they call him their U tight end. He can line up just about anywhere. And then maybe Kevin White, the Bears 2015 draft pick, their number one that year. Maybe he's healthy this year. Maybe he gives you something. But I think that the most important part here, well, Allen Robinson is the most important part, but the part that really put them not over the top, but I think where they needed to be was the drafting of Anthony Miller, the wide receiver out of Memphis. The Bears moved up in the second round to get him. He's a guy that had 18 touchdown catches last year that was tied for the best in the nation, and that's what the Bears need. They need guys who can get in the end zone, playmakers. They were led by Adam Shaheen last year, their tight end, second-round pick from last year in touchdowns with only three, and that's simply not good enough. So it looks like, again, I like using the word rough draft. The rough draft says, yes, they've done enough. Now there's just a lot on Mitchell Trubisky. We still don't know. I mean, he obviously has to be good to great to be worth the pick that he was, number two overall last year, and moving up to get him. We still don't know enough about Mitch Trubisky from the sample size last year if he's going to be good.
What's the difference between Matt Nagy, and I I say this almost giggling because just the two listening to them speak are vastly different, but between John Fox and Matt Nagy has a certain, you know, I guess the way he wants to do things and how he wants to work with Mitch Trubisky offensively and such, but John Fox really kind of held him back. He didn't want him to do too much and didn't want to hurt his confidence. So what is the difference between coaches and how, you know, Matt Nagy is going to use Mitch Trubisky?
Well, you know, even before the Bears signed their free agent wide receivers and obviously before the draft, Matt Nagy was, and this is basically what the Bears said, no wide receiver. Matt Nagy was saying, we are going to throw the ball downfield. That we are not going to allow teams to sit back and wait for the intermediate 10 to 12 yard throw. So right there, that's a major difference between John Fox and Matt Nagy. And again, it's important to keep in mind, this is before they had any kind of semblance of the offensive weapons that they appear to have right now. So he's got that in mind already, a forward thinking, both figuratively and literally, that he's going to throw the ball forward. So I think that that's a huge difference in terms of the mindset of John Fox, who, you know, he's been a good coach in his career, John Fox. Don't get me wrong, but he's won, you know, his philosophy is win with defense, win with running the ball, and win with doing just enough in terms of the passing game, this side of having Peyton Manning, which, of course, changed the script for him a little bit when he was with Denver. But, yeah, I think that he is offensive-friendly, that he comes from offense as his major and his background. He has Mark Helfrich now as his right-hand man, as the offensive coordinator who's never, you know, coached in the NFL, but obviously he knows what he's doing when it comes to some elements of a spread offense, as Mark Helfrich, the old Oregon head coach. So I just think it is a major stress on offense and not always being conservative and letting this guy, Mitch Trubisky, be at his best and show the arm strength that he has, show off the accuracy that he should have. I just think it's just the coaches are so quarterback friendly.
In a minute's time, tell me the optimism for this team closing the gap on both the Packers and the Vikings.
You know, it really comes down to Mitch Trubisky. I in terms of closing the gap on Minnesota, I don't think they will much. You know, from a Chicago perspective, you know, Green Bay still comes down to the fact that they have Aaron Rodgers. And it's been like that since Brett Favre. Sometimes it feels like it doesn't matter what's surrounding those guys and using Aaron Rodgers specifically, assuming he is completely healthy from his collarbone injury, I still think that, you know, the gap might be closed, but if, you know, I haven't done any kind of picks yet in the division, but I'd still put the Packers ahead of the Bears at this moment. And it's so, like I said, it's so hard to predict because none of us knows what Mitchell Trubisky is going to be like. I mean, he showed flashes, as we like to say, of being good to great at times last year, but then he had some terrible moments, some terrible games in terms of, you know, eluding pressure. He was sacked 31 times in 12 games. A lot of that was his fault. 7 interceptions, 7 touchdowns, 4-8 as a starter. You know, he was okay as a rookie, and we grade differently on a rookie scale, but now in his sophomore second-year season, now we got to see something. And until we know more about Mitchell Trubisky, it's really hard to put a prediction on what the Bears are and what progress they're making in the division.
Always good to chat, my friend, and we will talk again down the road as camps become more prevalent, okay?
Yeah, thanks. I'll be at rookie minicamp this weekend, man. You guys have a great day.
You too, Mark. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mark Grody, Chicago Bears sideline reporter, 670 The Score, giving us the breakdown of what the Bears are doing in the NFC North. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Speaking of the NFC North, Matt Patricia in a little bit of hot water over in Detroit. The team is standing by him, though. We'll tell you about what that's coming up. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.